Kicking off our sports today, we'll talk high school basketball. Today in boys basketball in the Houston tournament, Summersville plays Fordland. Couch will play Kabul. In the St. James Invitational, Salem, Missouri will play Waynesville. In girls basketball in the 52nd annual Thayer Ladies Winter Classic, Thayer plays Houston on K-Country 95 around 6:30. Liberty plays Dora. Bakersfield plays Couch, and Alton gets a first round bye. In the Bolivar Lady Liberators tournament, West Plains Lady Zizzers play Neosho around 7 o'clock on 100.9 The Train. Rick Harris will have the call. And other girls' games today, Ava hosts Conway, and Highland is at Westside. Talking about college football, number 10 Miami will play number 1 Indiana tonight at 6:30 for the national championship. Talking about them NFL playoffs this past weekend in the divisional rounds, on Saturday, the Broncos beat the Bills 33-30 in overtime. The Seahawks beat the 49ers 41-6. Yesterday, the Patriots beat the Texans 28-16, and the Rams beat the Bears 20-17 in overtime as well. Talking about college basketball from Saturday, the Arkansas Razorbacks here. Jeremiah Wilkerson scored 20, Blue Kane added 18, and number 21 Georgia jumped out to a quick double-digit lead, then outlasted Arkansas' second-half run and beat number 17 Arkansas 90-76 on Saturday. Darius Acuff Jr. led the Razorbacks with 20, Billy Richmond III and Malik Ewan each had 12. The Razorbacks are back on the court on Tuesday as they host number 10 Vanderbilt. Talking about the Missouri Tigers here, Marquel Sutton scored 26 and Max McKinnon had 20 to lead LSU to a 78-70 win over Missouri on Saturday and snap a four-game losing streak with their first SEC win of the season. In the loss, Jaden Stone scored 20 points for the Tigers, Mark Mitchell added 13, and T.O. Barrett helped the Tigers with 11, and Sean Phillips Jr. added 10. The Tigers will return home on Tuesday to host number 21 Georgia. Talking about the Missouri State Bears here, Torrey Alston, he scored 22 points, and Havon Carter added 7 in double overtime as Middle Tennessee defeated Missouri State 90-87 on Saturday night. The Bears were led by Keith Palak III, who finished with 20 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3 steals. Michael Osei-Bonsu added 20 and 6 rebounds for Missouri State. Kobe Williams also had 19. The Bears will be back in action on Thursday at New Mexico State. Talking about the MSU West Plains Grizzlies here, the Missouri State West Plains Grizzlies were defeated on Saturday by State Fair Community College 103-86. The Grizzlies were led in the defeat by Ace Evans with 16. The Grizzlies returned to action on Tuesday night as they traveled to Three Rivers College. And for the Arkansas State Red Wolves here, they're back on the court Thursday as they travel to Georgia to play Georgia Southern Eagles. And Houston High School head girls basketball coach Micah Lee has announced her resignation from the program. Lee submitted a resignation during Tuesday's monthly school board meeting, citing family reasons for her decision. She will remain with the team through the end of the current season before stepping down. Following Friday night's loss at Bakersfield, the Lady Tigers have 8 regular season games and 1 tournament left on the schedule before postseason play begins. Lee's final game will mark the end of a 3-year tenure as head coach of the Houston girls basketball program. And wrapping up our sports today, construction is well underway on Bakersfield School's new sports complex and community park, and school officials say the project is on track for major progress in the coming months. The new 31-acre facility is located near the school at the corner of O Highway and County Road 593 in Bakersfield. When completed, the complex will serve as a new home for the Lions baseball and softball. The lower portion of the property will feature the main baseball and softball fields, along with a large multi-purpose building designed to serve as a variety of needs. A new walking track is also being constructed in that area. Plans for the upper section of the complex include an open-air pavilion similar to the one in the former park location, a large playground, restrooms, a basic outdoor basketball court, and a smaller baseball field that can be used for t-ball and other community activities. School officials said the ball fields are expected to be finished by this spring, with hopes that the entire park project will be completed by the fall.